The province says it plans to hold off on changes to the Heritage Conservation Act so local governments can have a say. BC is backing down after local officials unleashed a barrage of criticism over the past week, arguing they were not properly consulted on proposed changes to the law that governs how landowners must deal with First Nations cultural sites. Premier David Eby said on Friday, September 26, that the decision to involve municipalities more in the process is a course correction. The Heritage Conservation Act governs the archaeological assessment process for sites where cultural artifacts could be, or have been, found. Discontent over the way the province has handled its rewrite built over the week as local government leaders gathered in Victoria at the annual meeting of the Union of BC Municipalities, UBCM. The province and First Nations have been working on changes to the Act for 2 years, but much of the process took place behind closed doors, with those involved being forced to sign non-disclosure agreements. Municipal leaders are upset the province left local governments out of this process. Trish Mandewo, UBCM's outgoing president, used her opening address at the annual meeting to take the government to task over this. She said the only consultation local governments were involved in was a 3-hour webinar held in August. The actions of the government make it appear that they do not want our government's input into the changes they're trying to make, which, to me, is quite unfortunate, Mandewo said. First Nations and the province met over the course of 2 years in a working group and came to a consensus on 53 changes. These include creating stronger enforcement capabilities that allow the province to issue violation tickets, simplifying rules so that property owners know what to expect, and making it easier to expedite the process in response to natural disasters. Changes would also give First Nations a legislated say in decisions regarding their cultural heritage. This all seemed to be set in stone until Wednesday, when Forests Minister Ravi Parmar took the hint from local government officials and extended the engagement time for the changes to November 14. But he also pushed back on Mandewo's contention that the province did not consult with local governments outside of the 3-hour webinar. "That's not true. That's simply not true," Parmar told reporters. "We have had hundreds of engagement sessions with local governments." He said the legislation is yet to be written, with an end product not expected until 2026 at the earliest. It took 2 years to agree on the 50-plus changes, and municipalities say they were engaged before this 2-year process began, in 2021 and 2022, and then after it in August of this year, but not during the actual formation of the changes. In August, municipalities were presented with an engagement sheet detailing the proposed changes. This was new information to them. Detailed work that has been done in the last 2 years in a co-development process with Indigenous leaders really didn't include local government, newly elected UBCM President Corey Ramsey said on Friday. A system that does not seem to work well for anyone. The Heritage Conservation Act is meant to protect First Nations cultural heritage, but most agree the current system slows development, creates uncertainty, and doesn't work for the First Nations themselves. Many of the objects found on properties don't even end up in the hands of the nations under the current rules. Landowners, meanwhile, fear stop work orders and delayed development. "We have to acknowledge the Heritage Conservation Act, which was last significantly changed in the early 90s, it's not working for British Columbians," Parmar said in an interview ahead of the UBCM meetings. At a UBCM workshop, Parmar gave the example of an agritourism business that bought land unaware it had documented archaeological finds on it. The changes would make that disclosure mandatory. In another example, burial mounds were found on a vacant lot where a couple had plans to build their dream home. They were forced to abandon these plans. These are only two examples of how the status quo is not working and why we are engaged in this process, he said. Robert Phillips, the First Nations Summit political executive and First Nations Leadership Council representative in the working group, released a statement supporting the changes to the Act and saying that at this point in the process, the door is wide open for input. We cannot allow fear-mongering to derail a process that will deliver better protection, more transparency, and faster decisions for everyone, he said. Concerns about a process that could be even more difficult to navigate. Despite assurances, some are nervous about what will be created and how it will impact landowners. These people fear the legislation will create a more arduous process. The public needs to be involved in these discussions, said Scott McGuinness, the BC Conservative MLA for Columbia River Revelstoke, and Indigenous Relations and Reconciliation critic, in an interview before the UBCM conference. This is a government-to-government decision between First Nations and the provincial government. McGuinness is concerned the changes will have the opposite effect than intended, stymieing development and slowing things down. A lot of these delays that exist are already very costly and very time-consuming, he said. We just see this as a traditional barrier to getting housing built in the province, which we desperately need, and getting our economy moving in the right direction. Several ministry officials were at UBCM to present the plans. They detailed the changes created by the working group and stressed that nothing was set in stone. McGuinness would rather have the municipal officials actually be involved in the process to create those changes. Everybody has to have an equal voice at the table, he said. And we just think that that balance is being thrown out of whack by this government. Premier David Eby closed the UBCM conference with a speech aimed at assuring local leaders he hears the criticism. "We're going to make sure it works for you," he told municipal leaders. "That is my commitment to you here today." Ramsey, who took over as president of UBCM just before Eby spoke, said local leaders must be able to propose changes and actually impact the outcome. "That is what true engagement looks like, and that piece is what has been missing," she said.